This is E-Radio.
I would love to finally welcome Majozi to Plugged In. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Can't wait to have a little chat with you.
Thanks so much for making the time, Matt. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, setting up this interview, I mentioned to you that you really have been at the center of many of these memories that were sent through to me. And I just thought I had to have you on this week's show to for you to express what it means to you to be a part of people's memories and their lives, as well as how this part of your career is just going to become a massive part of your legacy, essentially.
And yeah, geez, wow.
it really is. I mean, it goes so much deeper than just a song playing on radio. People have accepted you into their homes, into their lives, into their memories, which is something that is sacred. And there's so much emotion that is attached to a song. Like, whoever would have thought that when you put out Darling, that people would be choosing it as their first dance song, or choosing it to propose, or, you know, when a baby is born, or anything like that? I mean, what does this mean to you? And I mean, how does it resonate with you?
I think you described it so beautifully. You know, when a song is a part of a wedding, especially, like, you know, for a lot of people, that's the best day of their lives. You know, you prepare for sometimes years or months or whatever it is. For that day, your parents have been looking forward to that day. Your friends have been looking forward to that day. I mean, it's a union of two people declaring their love in front of their friends and God. And, you know, when it first started happening, you know, when people started sending me videos and asking, requesting me to play at their wedding and play Darling. And when that first started happening, I started seeing firsthand, you know, and seeing like, oh, you know, this is quite cool. And then, you know, friends start sending me videos of weddings they were at, and they would be like, well, they're dancing to Darling as their first dance, you know. And I mean, it's really, really humbling and honoring that someone would take one of my songs and use it for one of the most special days of their lives. And it's like it gives me a special connection with those people, you know, because when I see those people in the flesh, or when I see them on the street or whatever, they really feel like they know me. So for me, I have to catch up, because I'm like, I don't know your story. I don't know what's going on here. But people are like, you sing the soundtrack to our love story or whatever, you know. And already there's that connection. But I've learned to kind of meet them where they're at with that and be like, so grateful that they let me be a part of their lives and try and journey with them as much as I can. And just saying thank you and being really, what is the word? Being really thankful about them using my song. And, you know, like I said, it's a big occasion. And it's a big honor for me. And I mean, I hope it never stops. I mean, I love it. I really do love it.
Somehow, I don't think it is going to stop, especially with the release of your brand new single, which we'll get into a bit later on in the show. I've had a listen to it, and that's probably going to be another one of those songs that are going to be at weddings and the forefront of many people's memories. It is such a beautiful song. So for anyone that is tuning in, stay tuned to hear the song that we are speaking about. It is Majozi's latest offering. But I actually want to go back a little bit, because like I mentioned, I put a post out on social media, and it's actually people that you and I both know. Caitlin,
yes,
and
yeah.
Herman. So,
yeah.
So when I put this post out, Caitlin popped me a WhatsApp almost immediately with a memory that she just really wanted to share with me, and just wanted to express what she was feeling with this song, Darling. So I'm just going to read this message out to you and for everyone to be put into perspective about why we are speaking about this subject. So this is how the message goes. I'd love to share my memory with you. Majosi's song, Darling, is definitely my favorite song with beautiful memories attached to it. We attended a Majosi concert the night Herman asked me to be his girlfriend. He then asked me to marry him and in the background played Darling. And the night we found out we were pregnant, we went to church and lo and behold, Majosi was playing at the church. So obviously when Darling came on, I just sobbed. Oh, and then the night we all went to Cafe Rue to watch Monarch, that is when we told Majosi we were pregnant and he was so excited for us. Such special memories. Madge, I mean, like, that's just sensational. I mean, like, I'm sitting here with, like, the biggest smile on my face, like, living through this memory and feeling the emotions attached to it.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing a tear to my eye. I mean, what can you say? You know, like, I honestly, the other thing with that song is, I feel like any good song I've written, I haven't really written, I've kind of discovered, you know. It's a song that was there and I was just lucky enough to find it. And I guess that's what makes a really good song is a song that goes beyond my intentions, beyond my meaning and the reasoning for my song, when it can speak to people in all different parts of their lives and all different occasions and means. Caitlin and Herman are like a beautiful couple, beautiful people. They've got a beautiful child.
That child is so cute. She is the perfect combination of both Herman and Kate, who are huge supporters of the South African music industry, as well as your career, as well attending as many shows as possible, well, obviously pre-COVID-19, but genuinely good humans. But you know, Madge, it even goes further than that. There are artists that are covering the song in particular, and I've got an artist, Matt Gardner, and I've seen when he plays Darling, he played it at a festival, well, when we could still have festivals back in 2020, and I just remember...
Good old days.
Definitely the good old days. And I remember there was a friend of mine who they also chose this song as their wedding song, Brittany and Richard Channing, and they just elated with huge smiles on their faces when this song played. And it was almost like they were remembering that day all over again. You know, he just grabbed her hand, picked her up, and they just danced across the dance floor, you know, to this song, just remembering that time. So I think what we need to do is, for everyone that is listening, if you have not heard this song as yet, I'm going to introduce you to one of the most beautiful songs you probably would hear to date. And it's a song that I know that you're going to save to your Spotify or your Apple Music. And this is a song by Majosi titled Darling.
Searching for your love, only to find it's been staring right in front of me, right where I could see. Sometimes life tastes just like a bitter pill, hard to swallow. Thank you.
positive, feel-good radio. This is E-Radio.
That was Darling by Majosi, and we still have him on the line. And this show would just not be complete if I didn't ask him what memory and song means so much to him. Madge, you chose a song by the name of Artist in the Ambulance. What does the song mean to you, and why did you choose this one in particular?
For me, that song, it means a lot to me. It just reminds me of when I first kind of started playing in front of people and singing songs with my friends. And I mean, at the time, there was three of us. We were like three best friends, and we used to, I don't know, at people's parties, we would just sing the song and a bunch of other songs. And at open mics, we'd sing the song, you know. I mean, there was a memory on Facebook the other day where it was the three of us, and someone was like, yeah, you were probably singing Artists in the Ambulance. And I was like, yeah, no, probably 100%, you know. And, I mean, attached to it is the memory of my friend who passed away a couple of years ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I mean, in the song, it speaks of second chances and hope. And I mean, I think between me and my other friend who's still around, I think like that's the one thing that we'll always have, the one memory that one of our fondest memories together is just singing that song, listening to that song on repeat, listening to the acoustic version of that song, listening to the live version in New York, listening to the live version in New Orleans, all that type of things. But I mean, it also just reminds me of my childhood friends and the friendship we had and the great things we got to do together. And you know, a time before the worries of adulthood came through, you know. So yeah, it's a very special song to me.
Sure. Mad, you really are making me emotional now, because, you know, memories are not always happy, but that's a beautiful thing about music, is that you are able to allow him to live on within that song and within your memories that you trio formed together. And
yeah,
forevermore, when you listen to that song, you will always think of him and the amazing times that you three had together. And that is the power of music and memory, which, you know, it just baffles my mind with how incredible the human mind is and how incredible God made it to be able for all these neurons and everything to connect, for there to be these sparks when we hear a certain sound.
Yeah, and I mean, it is, it's astonishing, really, you know. And I guess that's why music sounds cheesy, is the universal language. I mean, it can say so much without having to say it directly. It can say so much more than it was intended for, you know.
Absolutely. Even with there being songs in a different language, music is able to connect people throughout the world, and you don't even need to know what is being sung in the song. You know, everyone's feet will either just start, you know, tapping on the floor, or hands will start clapping, or heads will start, you know, nodding.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't even need to know what is being said, but somehow music is just able to unite people. And you really are in such a beautiful industry, and something that you have chosen as your career, that you are like a legend in making a lot of this happen. So from me and anyone else who is privileged and honored enough to listen to your music, thank you for doing what you do and for making a career out of it.
Oh man, you flatter me too much. Too much.
No, it's true. I appreciate music, but I appreciate beautiful, soulful music even more, and that's something that you most definitely do.
Thank you, man. I mean, thank you.
I remember you and I go back ages. Like,
long years ago.
I mean, it must be like eight years ago now, I think.
It must be almost eight years ago
where you actually performed on stage with Daniel Barron at a venue in Durban called Live.
I think
Glenn Hartman joined you guys on the stage as well.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Glenn was there as well. Yeah, I remember
that.
And then
Matt Mole pulled in as well. And
yes, that's right. Yeah,
that was a good time ago. And since then, there's been incredible things to have come out of your career, and you have released single upon single upon single. And we still have Majozi on the line, and we are going to be chatting about his latest single titled Close to You. I have had a listen to this track a few times today, and it definitely is going to be one of those songs that is going to be on high rotation throughout South Africa on South African radio, as well as on your streaming platforms. So immediately, while the song is playing, I urge you to get out Shazam and Shazam this track. Or better yet, just follow Majozi on either Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, whatever your chosen platform is. Follow him and download this track. Madge, this track, Close to You, what is it about and what inspired you to write it? Even though I know what it is, but I want you to say.
Do you really know what it is? I'll be honest with you. I can't really remember, to be honest. Like, you know what happens now that I'm in a relationship? I think all my songs are about my girlfriend. Like, I really do. But I mean, if I strain my memory, I seem to remember writing it from more of a godly point of view, you know. Like, if I think about the lyrics, I think that's what that's where I started off, and then maybe I kind of used that and used a bit of the love that I have for my girlfriend and our relationship.
Absolutely.
And I kind of made amalgamated the two into the song, you know, which is kind of what I did with Darling, but except I didn't have a girlfriend, so I just had to imagine, you know. And
well, you know what, you put it out there and look what you got. So
you've
definitely been blessed. And for anyone that for everyone that is listening, you need to see how absolutely beautiful she is, and you know how in love they just constantly look. I just have to put it out there. You guys make such a beautiful couple.
Thank you. She puts up with all my farts. She puts up with all my rubbish.
It's, you know, relationships are not all about strawberries and cream. It's everything that happens in between that.
No, 100%. Yeah, so I mean, the song is just kind of that idea, you know. It's a positive song, and I wrote it around this same time I wrote my last song, Falling, and it just felt different, and I was like, I don't know, I wasn't sure about it, and I was like, I like the chorus, it feels different, you know, I'm gonna give it a go, we're gonna finish the song, we're gonna release it and let the people decide.
Well, the people have spoken, and I mean, I am part of the people, and it's a really it's a really great track. A part that really stands out to me is there's this beautiful 80s sax that is heard in the song, and it immediately made me think of Michael Bolton, because he's got a lot of those elements in his song. And I mean, it honestly took me back to memories with my dad listening to Michael Bolton, but it really does have this beautiful, massive 80s inspiration behind it.
I've just got to give huge thanks to my friend Hiram Koopman, who played the sax on the song. He did such a great job. At the time, I was listening to a lot of The Weeknd, and he has Kenny G on the song. So I was like, I'm going to get sax on. Like, I really enjoyed it. And like I said, because the song was already really different for me, at least, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put sax on the song, and hopefully it will add something different and something that people will enjoy, you know?
It really is this beautiful, soulful sax. So I am going to be playing close to you. But before I let you go, how can we find you on social media?
Very easily. All you have to do is type in at Majorzy Music for Instagram and for Facebook. And then for Twitter, it's Hlanhla Majorzy, which is NHLA, Majorzy. And that's how you can find me. And my website is majorzy.co.za. Please pop me a message, say hi, stream my music, watch my videos, support local music, and I'll be very grateful. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Madge. Thanks for taking the time to be on Plugged In, and we'll definitely be chatting to you soon.
Thank you so much. All the best, man, and all the best for your show. I hope the rest of the year goes amazingly for you.
Thanks, Madge. We'll chat soon.
Get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment radio on the go.
I love the way that we fit together, keeping close in this Jersey weather. The way you fell into my arms is as if it's by design. I knew as soon as we met each other, I'd always wish you could meet my mother. 'Cause I know you'd steal her heart as fast as you've stolen mine. Who knew you'd come along and make falling in love easy? Oh, I pray that someday I'd see the light. Then I saw you, and I found my way out of the dark when you came into my life and grabbed my heart. Now I'm breathing in your love. Now I'm breathing in your love. And I need to feel your heart beat right close to you. It's where I always wanted to be. Now I'm breathing in your love. Now I'm breathing in your love.
I love the way that you dance so crazy, trying to move like an insta baby. And every time I fly away, it hurts me to say